Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. While I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are mad about Mickey, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're a Disney novice, just maybe thinking about or actually planning your first ever trip to Walt Disney World, and you thought that Grand Floridian was actually a type of piano. Well, then this really is the podcast for you. Every week, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week, we find out Tilly's favourite attraction.
There's other rides that I really enjoyed, but that just really took my breath away. And this just always stuck in my mind.
And we'll be doing everything else to keep you updated with what's going on in Walt Disney World. And we'll be answering your questions. All the essential information you need to know for whenever you're going to be going. Make sure you keep in touch with us, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We are at Pod Magical. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. This is Andy. Hope we are finding you well. Now, in these strange times that we live, it's quite nice just to have a little bit of escape and think about Walt Disney World, our happy place, which is what we're going to continue to do. Although next weekend is Easter, so we will be having an Easter break. So essential right now before we carry on with the rest of the podcast, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, if you haven't yet done so, hit that subscribe button so that you know when the next podcast will be here. We'll be back up and running every Friday with regular podcasts, but we are going to take a little bit of an Easter break. There might be a surprise one between now and then, so don't miss that. Hit that subscribe button now. And keep sending over your questions as well. At Pod Magical is where we are. Thank you for your questions. Thanks for your comments as well. Some coming through. We did an Instagram Q&A the other day. Andy, best character. Who is the best one to meet and where? I'm telling you this. Donald Duck at Tusker House. Not only is the food great, but Donald, he's a little bit more mischievous than usual when you see him at Tusker House for some reason. Do you think that you have a least favourite ride? Do I have a least favourite ride? You can't hate anything, can you, at Walt Disney World? Everything's amazing because we're just lucky to be there. However, I think Smuggler's Run is a bit overrated. The one where you fly the Millennium Falcon. I still love it, but it's not all that. I've yet to be on the new Star Wars ride. Hopefully that will be soon. And that hopefully will be as amazing as it is. But I think Smuggler's Run's a bit meh. What is the best park for adults without kids? I would say if you're planning to go maybe next year, the year after, whenever it may be, and you're not taking kids, I'd go when there's a festival at Epcot. Festival of the Arts is quite great if you want to hear some Broadway shows and you want to get some Disney paintings. Food and Wine Festival is the big one if you like eating and drinking. Similarly, the Flower and Garden Festival, I think Epcot looks beautiful when that's on. And again, there's food and drink. So if you're just adults, no kids, my favourite park is Epcot during one of the festivals. And finally, best restaurant to celebrate a special occasion, I would say California Grill. Either I've not yet done the Sunday brunch, and it's quite expensive. It's like 2 credits on the dining plan. I think it's like $90-odd. But just that sitting there with that big window overlooking the park with the castle in the background. And then, of course, if you can get there at night when the fireworks are on, that's a beautiful way to end the evening. Don't forget, if you go during the day, keep your receipt because they'll let you back up at night to watch the fireworks if you want to watch it from there. But that's what I would go for. Any questions? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pod Magical is where we are. And if you want to be a podcast guest in future, we've got plenty to talk about. You know, everybody's got a great memory. Everybody's got a favourite attraction or ride or restaurant. Let's share them. Let's share our happy memories. Give me a shout. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pod Magical. Talking Disney parks this week is Tilly. So tell me what it is that you love about Walt Disney World.
I love just how inclusive it all is. You literally could be anyone and you will enjoy it, whether you're a massive Disney fan, whether you're 2, whether you're 80, whether you're able-bodied or in a wheelchair. They literally cater for everybody. And that's what I love about it. It doesn't matter who you are. You can go and you know you'll have a good time. And that's what I love about it.
You've just come back from Disneyland Paris, which I want to talk about more in a bit, actually, because we don't really talk about Disneyland Paris on this podcast. But I think it'd be quite nice to compare for people who've not been to Paris or not been to Walt Disney World, either on what they're like. Going back to Walt Disney World, when was the first time you went over to Orlando?
So the first time we went over to Orlando, it was back in 2006. I was 19. We were originally booked to go 2 days after 9/11 happened,
right.
And so we then obviously couldn't go, and I remember, like, it was obviously devastating for everything, but I was like, oh, I'm never gonna go now, because that's like once in a lifetime holiday opportunity we never got to go on. But then we did go when I was 19, and it was the best family holiday we ever did. It was just out of this world of, like, everywhere we'd been. I was 19. And you kind of think at 19, like, oh, I'm too old to go on family holidays now. I'm grown up now, you know, I've moved out and all this. But I was like, no, I'm definitely coming.
Yeah, for Florida, and
not going to that. It was just incredible.
Do you still have a favourite memory from that trip? The one thing that you remember most about when you went?
Yeah, I really remember being really impressed with the parades and the shows. Because, like, I was like, oh, I'm not a kid, you know, like, the characters, they're okay, but, you know, I'm a grown-up sort of thing. But I'm not really like that now. I'm like, I don't care, I'm a kid. but at a 19-year-old, you start trying to, like, assert your adulthood, aren't you? And but I just remember being really impressed with how well they were done. And we saw this water show in one of the parks, and they were, like, projecting images onto, like, fountains.
Oh, Fantasmic at Hollywood Studios, yeah.
Just remember thinking, that's incredible. It was amazing. And I just remember being blown away by the shows and the parades, more so than the rides and anything else. Yeah, that was just took my breath away. I just remember, like, being like, how do they project image onto water that's in the air?
Yeah. It still baffles me to this day. I mean, that show's been going, 20 plus years, and it's still really good.
So they still do it now. It's incredible.
Still going. And you were telling me just before we started recording that over at Epcot, Soarin' is your favourite attraction.
Oh, I was just blown away by that ride. I've never experienced anything like it, and I was just like, wow. I just didn't, I still don't have the words to describe how I felt. And it's just always stayed with me. It was just so effective.
It's still a great ride, Soarin'. It's still one of those where you feel quite relaxed on Soarin' as well.
Yeah, it was just sort of like one of those moments where your jaw hits the floor and it's just like, wow. And it's just always stuck out there. And, you know, I mean, I love Tower of Terror. It's the most terrifying ride I've ever been on. There's other rides that I really enjoyed, but that just really took my breath away. And it's just always stuck in my mind, that memory.
And your favourite restaurant, not even at Walt Disney World, it's over at Universal. We're going to let you get away with this.
Bubblegum shrimp. The onion rings there were just amazing. That was probably my highlight meal of the holiday. But also in SeaWorld, there's a restaurant that's like one whole wall of the restaurant is like the side of one of the tanks.
It's called Sharks. Yeah, you're in like
a
shark tank.
You can see people diving with them and they're swimming past you. And it's just, that's kind of, there's not many places in the world that you can literally sit next to a shark or, you know, any kind of fish quite so close up. That was quite... the experience of that I really, really enjoyed. Not necessarily the food. I tried scallops for the first time and I wasn't a fan, But that's just me. I've tried them since and I just don't like scallops.
Not a shellfish person.
yeah, that's just me. But it was just sort of like, wow. We managed to get a seat right next to the tank as well. And it was just sort of like, wow, this is, yeah, just incredible. Everything is just larger than life.
So when you went last time, did you stay on site or do you stay off site?
No, we stayed in a villa. It was definitely the best choice. Me and my brother were that little bit older. He was about 12, 13. I stayed in like the pool house of the villa. So I had like my own bathroom and my own kind of little space. And we weren't all on top of each other. So that was really nice with the family dynamic at that time. To be in the villa. I don't know whether a hotel might have been, it perhaps wouldn't have felt like we were together as much. We had the pool and I we could go back to the villa and I could have a little glass of wine in the villa, you know, once. So it was nice to just sort of have our own space to do that, really.
But now you're a mum of a 2-year-old, is she two?
She's two, yeah, she was two in January.
So have you got your eye on taking her to Walt Disney World soon?
Definitely. Ever since the podcast started, I've been listening to it and it's made me like really like excited to take her and eager to take her. The only thing that frightens me is the really long plane journey, which is just, she's great at travelling. I just think on a plane you just get that a little bit restricted, don't you?
Yeah.
But I can't wait, and I think when she's maybe 4 or 5, that is going to be, I'm not going to be able to wait any longer, which is that
you're going to explode. Like, just leave her at home.
Oh, I'd feel awful. I actually couldn't leave her at home.
But you have tested the water recently. You took her to Disneyland Paris.
I did.
So how was she? Did she enjoy it? Did you see like the little Disney glint in her eye?
Yeah, it was amazing. She absolutely loved it. She loved seeing all the characters and seeing just like the parades. Like, the look on her face, the first parade that we caught was the Frozen little special mini parade that they do a couple of times a day at the moment. And we'd just come off a ride, I can't remember, and we were like, oh, we'll just go over here and have a little look. And we could hear all this Frozen music. We turned the corner and the parade was just about to come past. So we just ran to the, you know, where everyone's standing to watch. And my husband picked her up and she managed to see, and the look on her face when she spotted Anna and Elsa and Olaf, I cried for the whole parade. I missed the whole thing because I was just bawling my eyes out. And then when like they left and all the people are sort of like going about their business, and my husband's like, "You all right?" I was like, "Yeah, it's just so lovely.
I'm just happy."
And yeah, I just couldn't stop crying. It was just so worth it. Like, just to see that, just look of like, oh my God.
So taking a 2-year-old to Disney parks, how did you organise your day? Is she an early riser? And then did you make sure you were back for normal bedtimes, or did you let her just run wild?
We didn't overplan because we didn't want to be too strict, because I just think that's perhaps a bit stressful for her then. It was okay because there was nothing necessarily that she was so aware of that if we missed it she would be really upset, so it was okay to not plan. I don't think we'd get away with it again necessarily when she's a bit older. So we tried to get in as early as we could to make use of the extra magic hours that we had so that we could get on rides a bit quicker and not have to queue a lot with her. And then we just sort of kept an eye. They've got like an app and you can see in real time roughly how long the queues are.
Yeah, and like the My Disney Experience app,
And we just tried to keep an eye on that and think, oh, well, that queue's short, perhaps we'll take her on that. And I was actually surprised there was so much that we could take her on. And after we'd been on a few rides, she would point stuff out to us and say, oh, I want to do that, I want to go on that ride. And,
oh, wow.
And then we would just go, okay, yeah, that's fine. You know, as long as it wasn't too long a queue, we'd go on it. And so we just kind of let her lead us, really. I did actually take her to see the dragon under the castle at one point, thinking, oh, she might not like it, she might be a bit frightened. And then when she's misbehaving, I can be like, behave or I'm gonna go and tell our dragon on you. She loved it.
Oh, that didn't, that backfired then, didn't it?
All I have for the rest of the day is, can we go back and see the dragon?
Oh no.
Yeah, okay. So we spent about half an hour under the castle looking at the dragon.
We should keep chatting, actually, a little bit more about Disneyland Paris, because I believe there's a different way to meet the characters. So we'll be back with Tilly in just a moment. But first, I thought let's just do a few little things that we can do to pretend that we're at Walt Disney World. Because, you know, you need a little bit of escape, especially at the moment. So there's a few little things that you can do. A few little things that I've been doing. YouTube helps a lot. There's a lot of ride videos on there. So if there's a ride that you've been on, like a favourite ride, I don't want to do it on a ride that I've not yet been on, like Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. I don't want to see a ride video for that. But, you know, say you want to go on Pirates of the Caribbean and one afternoon you go, do you know what? For the next hour, let's just pretend that we're at Walt Disney World and just find some ride videos and just go on them. I mean, you could even do Flight of Passage. You could stand in your living room for 3 hours to pretend you're waiting for it, and then you could go it. Some great things on YouTube that I will share with you. Also as well, similarly, maybe 9 o'clock at night, one night, tonight, or maybe tomorrow, let's just pretend we're at Walt Disney World, and let's find the video of Happily Ever After, and let's just put on bang on 9 o'clock, because obviously at Walt Disney World, at Magic Kingdom, its clocks start at 9. So maybe we can do that. Maybe whether it comes to planning, looking at things ahead so you can start getting excited about a trip. It might be in years to come, looking at hotels, maybe where you can stay. Or maybe recreating your favourite Walt Disney World treat. There are recipes online. Again, I'm going to start sharing some of these, so make sure Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you're following us. Things like Rice Krispie treats. We can have a go at making them and making them into the shape of Mickey Mouse and dipping them in chocolate and pretending we're on Main Street. There's certain things we can keep doing just to keep that Disney magic alive. And if you have got any tips like that, I'd love you to share them. Give me a shout. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or your app of magical. Back with Tilly, who is this week's guest. As well, we've just been talking about Walt Disney World quite a little bit. But because you've just come back from Disneyland Paris a month or two ago, I want to find out more about planning there. Because I believe that when you want to meet a character, there's a certain app that you've got to download.
Yes, so it was, my husband knew a bit about it before we went, but they don't give you a lot of information, so we weren't really sure how to use it. It's called Line Bertie, and it's like a completely separate app, completely separate company. They obviously have some kind of like affiliation or something, but you have to download the app, and then you have to log on to the app, onto then the Disney park bit of the app is that you click to like get tickets, and then you click on Disneyland. It'll bring you up like a list of the characters that are available, but you have to log on at specific times to book specific characters. So for example, Olaf had 2 slots because I think he's quite popular at the moment, so yeah. He had one at 9:45 and one at, I think, 2:15, so you had to literally be there at 9:45 in the morning refreshing. And then as soon as it popped up, click on it, book your ticket. Because if you refreshed again, it'd be gone. Because it was that quick.
Yeah.
Because we didn't realise the first time we went there, and we bumped into Olaf, and the lady was like, no, you've got to book.
So there's no, if you don't book it on the app, then that's it.
That's it. Yeah, they won't let you. And like, we saw so many people being turned away, and I was like, oh, those poor children. But, the, you know, it was so oversubscribed, even though hardly anyone knew about it. And it just made me think, oh, they should just have more characters available and more
spots
available.
Or why can't they not put it in the regular app and do it like a normal Fast Pass? Because obviously over at Walt Disney World, you want to meet Olaf, he's at Hollywood Studios. Can't get a Fast Pass for that. You just queue as regular. But some of the characters, you can get Fast Passes, but they booked like normal Fast Passes for the other attractions. So It's strange that they've got a different app.
It's really weird. And I've since we've come back, I've looked at the app, and I could literally go on the app now from here, from my house, and book a ticket.
Even without a park ticket, you can still book a time.
Yeah, you know, but you have to be there like a minute or 2 minutes before, and you have to refresh.
Actually sounds like the same thing that people do at Hollywood Studios first thing in the morning when the park opens, when you're trying to get on to Rise of Resistance boarding group. Anything else you've noticed, the differences between Walt Disney World and Disneyland Paris?
In Disneyland Paris, I felt like there needed to be maybe Fast Passes on more things so that you could plan your day a bit better. Even though we didn't, we were able to get like one Fast Pass at a time, but a lot of the rides just weren't issuing them, so it was like, oh well, queue or don't.
Where did you stay? Did you stay on site or did you stay off site?
So we stayed in the Villages Nature Resort. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it.
Villages Nature is probably how you pronounce it.
probably. And it's a centre parks resort, so we quite like centre parks anyway, so we liked the idea of staying there. But we booked it through Disney, so we had a nice little package, and we had a lot of the perks as well, like the free parking and the extra magic hours. So it kind of suited the best of both worlds for us, really.
Yeah.
And then on the days that we weren't in the parks, we had the facilities there to use, which was quite nice. So yeah,
it's kind of like having two holidays in one, really. It's having your centre park holiday and the Disney holiday.
Yeah, it was a bit. And we travelled on the Saturday and we travelled back on the Saturday. So we kind of got a good week out of it as well. Booked initially 2 days in the parks and a week at the Villages Nature. But we then booked an extra day in the park because we enjoyed it so much. So we did 3 days in the park out of the entire week, but we still had some good time in the Villages Nature. And our magic passes still got us free parking on the third day.
So so you drove around?
We did drive around, yeah. We found that easier with my daughter because we could just go where we wanted and come back when we wanted and not have to worry about, you know, bus times and stuff.
Yeah.
But they do have shuttle buses taking you there, so you don't have to drive if you don't want to.
Yeah, same as in Florida, really, I suppose. If you want your own independence, get a car, especially if you've got a little one who's like 2 years old who might need to go back for an hour. Although I suppose if you're staying on site, swings around.
If you're staying on site, you probably don't need to. But we found it beneficial because of where we were staying, definitely. But she napped in the buggy really well, so I was quite surprised at that, really, because she doesn't normally. But that's how knackered she was for it all.
In terms of budgeting, did you have a look at maybe going to Florida first when you were looking at Paris, or was it always just going to be Paris because it's near and then see how that goes?
It was always going to be Paris because it was closer and I wanted to kind of test the waters. But my husband just got a new job and there was a week between jobs, so we were able to just book it and go. And so it was kind of a bit of a last minute.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have necessarily been able to get over to Florida and back and make the most of the week.
Yeah, it's a bit much, isn't it?
In that time, yeah. So that's kind of why we ended up going now. But I'm glad we did it because it's kind of given us that little warm up and really hit home to me how we do need to plan when we go to America.
Yeah.
Because I was still one of those, we won't plan too much. Because, you know, she's only young and it'll be fine. And then I, having gone to Paris, I was like, actually, we will need to plan a lot more.
Well, as you know, in Florida, it's a little bit bigger.
Yes, exactly. So I was aware of the fact that I would need to plan because it's bigger and there's more to try and fit in and stuff. But, it's kind of put things into perspective for me a little bit now. I feel like I'm more prepared.
Yeah. When you're back from Florida, we'll get you back on the podcast.
Yes,
we'll see how she coped.
Yes, I would love that.
That would be really good. That'd be really good. Lovely chatting to you.
Thank you. And you, thank you so much for having me.
And Tilly, have a magical day.
Oh, you have a magical day too.
If you would like to be a future podcast guest, then get in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are at Pod Magical. We can share those happy memories together. Andy's top tip of the week this week. Make a note of this. When you go for a table service meal next time, just before you finish your meal, ask for a takeout drink. So, you know, especially if you have soft drinks or actually tea and coffee, they will keep giving you refills throughout your meal. Just before you go and you're having a soft drink, especially on a hot day in Florida, just ask if you can have another one to go. Have a top-up to go and take it with you. Even if you only have it an hour later, it's a free drink in the parks. Otherwise, when you get thirsty, you're going to go and pay for one or use a snack credit. Don't be doing that. Get one before you go. Get a drink to go. Of course, if you have any top tips that you'd like to share, same place to go if you want to be on the podcast. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we are at PodMagical. Don't forget to subscribe as well if you haven't done so already. As I mentioned, we are going to be taking an Easter break. So hit that subscribe button as soon as this podcast is over. If it's on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, hit that subscribe button, then you don't miss our next podcast. We will be back with regular podcasts every Friday. And until then, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's essential prenatal multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.